Askalo Magila Mechamin. A shvur, that's the spit that you roast on, a sachar, first type of a grade, a metal grade that also you roast on, used by a barbecue. The Mishnah says the Chiddush that by kotshim, it's enough Magila Mechamin. The way you make it kosher is just to put into boiling hot water. Even though it goes in over the fire, and we know by Hilchos Kashrus, sometimes you use over the fire, you have to make libum, you have to put it back into red hot, make it red hot in the fire. And the Gemara answers in Avodah Zarah that the Pshat is here by Kutchim, it's Hetabola. Since Lechatchila, when the time of the Kutchim went into the pot, it was Mutatit to Kutchim, so it's Hetabola. Since it's Hetabola, it's more kal to be Masrit, here it's enough just to make a regular Golo, the Chama without water. You would not have to use a Libun by Kutchim. And now the Gemara says, my time of the Reb Tarfon, what's the reason of Reb Tarfon that had a Yomtif, even though you cook in the pot every day? Like, why don't you have to make a Mrikur Shtifa? Yesterday is Zman Achila. So my answer to Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, Ufanisa Baboikim, V'yalach Tal Yalechem, that the next morning you get up and go back home. So Rashi says, what does it mean Ufanisa Baboikim, in the morning you get up and go back home? Akoch Baboikim Shocholkom, it means the morning of Chol means after Yom Tif. So Chol and Baboikim, if you say Mamish, the whole Yom Tif is Mamish considered like one long day, and the end of the day is after Yom Tif. The Mar says, Akosav Aser Lekulam, Baboikim Echad, as if to say that Pasuk is saying, the whole Yom Tif is considered like one long day. So therefore, you have to make a Mrikur Shtifa after the day, so after Yom Tif, that's when you first have to make your Mariko Shtifa. First have to kasha this pot that you cooked up the kutchim during Yom Tov. Tomorrow's the question, is this true? Maskiv lo Rav Achtavoy Paramim Tichiyen Tigur Beregel. You want to tell me there's no psul machshav of Tigur on Yom Tov? I mean, if on Yom Tov you shech the korb in the first day, then you have in mind Tidit the next day, it's not going to become Tigur. Because the whole Yom Tov is considered like one day, Avad is not that way. And you want to tell me the yay nicer brego, that there's no nicer, means you believe them, if you leave the meat overnight, it doesn't become nicer the next morning. If you leave over the boster of a chattis for the next morning, you want to tell me there's no nicer nicer? Mar says, Bechita, maybe you want to say, Hachinami, yes, it's true, but there's no nicer pickle on Yom Tif. It's all considered one day, but you might know, what time you learned, not like that, what time you learned, there will be nicer now. Layom Rabbi Tarfon El Zubul Vad. The epic of Tarfon says we consider the whole Yom Tov like one day. It's only Nageya to this halacha Mariko Shtifa, but not Nageya to the Pigul, not Nageya to Nesa, only Nageya to Mariko Shtifa. And you have to have a reason why then. Why from Mariko Shtifa is different that we consider it one long day. So Mar says, Elo Kidderav Nachman Amarava Maravua. It goes like this. The Yom Rav Nachman Amarava Maravua. Every day becomes a Giyol L'Chaveiroi. Meaning, like we said before in the Mishnah, that every day on Yom Tov, since there are so many Kabbalists, you keep on using the pot, you keep on cooking it over. So therefore, let's say the first day Yom Tov, even if you cook the Chattis, or let's say you cook the Shlomim, so let's say the first time you cook the Shlomim, the Tam goes in. Now the next day, the Tam is still Heter. But you cook up again a shlomim in that pot. So the first day's time comes out, the new days come, go in. And that day's time can stay for 2 days. Or even let's say you cook up a chattis also, you keep on cooking up more chattis the same day, so nicer doesn't become nicer. Rashi says better, even if you want to cook up a chattis today, you'll be there right after that to cook up a shlomim. But since you cook up a shlomim, the nicer time that goes into the pot will end up being a shlomim. And that could stay for 2 days, and tomorrow you're going to cook up a second time, so that you can't string the pot. So when do you need Mariko Shtifa throughout the year? And we have to be afraid maybe you won't use the pot the whole next day, and then the time will become nicer. But on Yom Tov, that you use the pot every single day, here we're not afraid to become nicer, therefore you would not have to make a Mariko Shtifa. Now the Mishnah says, the Chomer say though, as the Man Achila know, even on Yom Tov, you have to make a Mariko Shtifa after the Zman, that you'll not eat the meat when the time inside the pot would become nicer. My come, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Amarav Nachman, Amarav Avavua. Mam tin lo ad Zman Achila. We wait until the end of the Zman Achila. We cooked up a chattis today. You'll not eat a chattis today and tonight. first tomorrow morning, then we'll have all of the miracle shtifa. And but after it came away, the Zman of the Achila came like a Zman Neisa, now we make a miracle shtifa. So when it says, Midran Emili, how do we know this from? So, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Abba Yosi Ben Abba. That says, it says like this, the Pesach says, O Moirek Vishuta. That you're supposed to make a Mariko Shifa. And so then the Pesach says, Kol Zecho Bekanim Yecho. That all this Chom Bekanim could eat it. So now they're going to teach us, okay, Tzad, that Mamtim Lo Ad Zman Achila. I mean, you're supposed to wait till after the time that you could eat from this Kachim. And the head that other than Mariko Shifa. And after that, then you make a Mariko Shifa. So Rashi says, okay, so it means, Kleimar, Loma, Samchin, Akosiv, why the person put the two together, Achila, with Mariko Shifa, is to teach us that you're supposed to wait until the end of the Zman that you could eat it, and then you first make the Mariko Shifa. Now the Mishnah says, Mariko, Kamariko, Takois, Shifa, Kashifa, Takois. Tell me about a word like this. Mariko, Shifa, Bitsainim. You've already. So both of them are done in half of water. In other words, could be first you cash the pot, and after you cash the pot, now there's a new mitzvah to wash out the inside and the outside with cold water. The Chomer and the Chomer say no, Mariko Bechanan. That's what you have to wash out the inside, because it has to be done in half of water. And Ushtifa Bitsainim. On the outside, that you do with cold water. So what's the Machlokes Talyin? My time with the Rabbanim. So more says, Midi Dihevei Aguli Yavikachavim. Just like you go to Kasha, the pot that you bought off the Goyim, it has trefus inside it. So the way you makshur it is, you have to cook it up in hot water. So you also, you have to make a marika with hot water, and then the extra din is a shtifa with cold water. But you can't just get away both of them with cold water. Most of the Rebbe, what does Rebbe do with this? Rebbe Yomaloch, I agree that I've had to first you off the Kasha this pot by boiling it up in hot water. But keep coming, what am I talking about for the extra mitzvah by Kachemov, Lemriko Shifa, which means the both for Hagola. I mean, after you make Hagola, you have to cook it up in hot water, now there's a mitzvah to wash it out, the inside and the outside, with cold water. So that's the pshat in Rebbe. The Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do? They say, no, Mariko is the Chanin. In Cain is so, Lich to Kro, let the Pesach say, Oi, Mariko, Mariko. By shutif. If both of it means the same way, both of it with cold water, so I should have said two times the same Russian. Merik, merik, shutif, shutif. Ma, you merik, a shutif. Why does it change Lashonis? Once it says, u merik, and then the shutif, Shmamina comes teach us, there's two different things. That merika is the chanan. That first you have to wash the inside out in hot water. Or shtifa b'tzaynin, and then you wash the outside out with cold water. The Rebbe, what does Rebbe do with his shalom? The Rebbe says, no, both of them is in cold water. Why doesn't the Torah say, Omerik, Omerik, what's the double lashon of Omerik or Shaitif? The Rebbe says like this, Ik, say, Omerik, Omerik, would have just said twice, Omerik, Omerik, have a mina, trays in the Merik, you have to wash out the inside twice, or else, would have said two times Shutif, or trays in the Shutif, you have to wash the outside of the Kli twice. The Kach says, therefore the Pesach says, Omerik for Shutif. Lemel comes teach us, Lemeloch, that Marika means Kamrika Takais. If you made the Hechshir of hot water, now you have to wash out the inside with cold water. And Shtifa means Kishtifa Takais, washing out the outside of the cup. So therefore, that's what the Torah says these two Rishonim. To teach us, you have to wash out both the inside and the outside of the pot with cold water. It means after you finish the Maisa Hagolah, now there's a special mitzvah by the Kelim on the Beis HaMikdash, where the cooked up kashim in, you have to make them rikashtifa, means wash it out with cold water, the inside and the outside. Now the Mishnah says, Bishro bei kashim v'chumim. Let's say in the same pot, in the same kli, you cooked up kashim, bosa kashim, and then you cooked up bosa chumim, oi kashay kadoshim. The kashim kalim, the same pot first you cooked up kashim, you cooked up the chattis, and then you cooked up a shlomim. So it's like this, in Yesh Ben B'nei Saint Tam, if the Tam of the Kodshim goes into the Chulun, or the Tam of the Kodesh Kodoshim goes into the Kodshim Kalim, the Locher is Arei HaKalim Mechonim Kechamurim. this shlomim now, this kodesh kedar, this kachim kalim, they could only eat now like the din of the chamum of the chattis. Since he has tam of the chattis inside the shlomim, it has a din now of the chattis. Or the klal, if the kachim goes into the chulim, you have to eat the chulim like kachim, because it's the klal of tam kikah. Since the tam goes in, it's like the ikah. Then the Mishnah says, the eilim tunim marikah shtifa. But you do not have to cook up this pot. You don't have to wash out the pot again. Make him marikah shtifa. The Gemara says, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that he holds by kachim kalim, it's not saying marikah shtifa, only by kachim kadoshim. So chiddush is, if the kachim kadoshim like, did not give the tam into the kachim kalim, the kachim kalim still has the same halacha. So if you cook it up in the pot now, you do not have to make him marikah shtifa. The Einam Paislam the Maga, the same thing, if it does not give over the tam, it does not pass on the Maga. That let's say the Chomadika one was Tsunim, so the Taruba does not become possible if it does not give over, if it does not have a tam in it. Now Rokik, Shenoga the Rokik, means the Rokik, let's say a Matzah from a Mincha, which is possible, touch another Rokik, another Matzah of a Mincha, which was Kosher. It happened now was a Bola Kosher and Apostle. They were talking about now the case that the Kosher one absorbed some of the Apostle. So the din is, as you can see, it's Apostle. The same thing the Mishnah says, V'chaticha b'chaticha, that a piece of meat, a Vosa Apostle, that touched the Vosa Kodesh, and it was Nivla, the Psul was Nivla to the Vosa Kosher, is, the Mishnah says, Loi Kolor Kik, not all the matzahs are also, and not all the pieces of meat are also. And also in Makim Shabola, only the place that the tam, the bliya went inside it, the place where they actually touched, that place becomes also, but not the rest of the meat. But this is the case of Yavish B'Yavish, that one touches the other, then all that becomes also is just Makim Agol, the place where it touched. Senechnami, the place where it touched, you have to chayt the karof, but the rest of it is kosher. The rest of it, you can still eat. Now the Gemara says, my koma, what does that Mishnah mean to say? When it says that, Einutoyin, like what does the Mishnah mean to say? Something is missing here. That starts us saying that Yesh Pei Benay Saint Tam, and we are coming with Chamurim, and then it says, Einutoyin Ruikah Shtifa. What happened here? So Gemara says, I mean, the Mishnah is like this. In Yesh Pei Benay Saint Tam, if the Tam of the Kochim goes into the chulin, or the tam of the kachim kadoshim goes into the kachim kalim, kalim nechomim kechamurim, that even the kalim, the chulin, or the kachim kalim has a din like the chattis, and therefore tunum rikosh tifa. Even because of Shimon Shita, since this kachim kalim has a tam of a chattis in it, you need him rikosh tifa when you cook it up in a pot. Or place from the maga, it has lecha now like the chomer, has lecha like a chattis. But if it touches something else, it's like a part of it. Or place them in the maga. Now she says, let's say the more chomadik a piece of meat, this chattis, was a psul, the akalim sherim, the kachim kalim was kosher, so now, nasu akalim kachamurim lissol, as a negayim ben, that now this shlomim receives the tam from the posle chattis, so the din of the chattis is anything it touches, it makes it posle. So now the Shlomim also, since it received the tam from the Chattis, it also has the curse of Pasul other things. So therefore, whatever it touches, it also passes. The Rashi verse could have said that the Pasuk says, Kol Hashem Yigla B'Tzara Yaktish. Yeah. And the one later means, Liyot Kemal. Writer. Now, the Mishnah needs to say, what can it be? Ein Ben Benesin Tam. Let's say the Chattis does not give a tam into the chulim or into the kachim kalim, and then ena kalim necholim kechamurim. Then the chulim or the kachim kalim still retain the same halacha. You do not have to eat in any special way. The yentunim rikos tifa. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the kachim kalim does not mean rikos tifa. The yentunim the maga. And if this meat touches something else, does not make a kamol. In other words, it's only by kachim sulim. And it is, if it touches something else and it gives tam, it becomes also. See, since the kalim did not receive the tam from the kachim sulim, so even it itself is not possible. Therefore, when it touches something else, it does not pass over the naga. So it says like this, Nehi b'kachim kachim, leibohu, But Kretchen Kal Nibrei, like Lechulam, even though I understand, if you cook up this meat in a pot, you do not have to make Murik Lishtifa. After the Zman of the Kretchen Kadeshim, and let's say again, you cooked up the Chatis, like gave a little bit of time into the Shemin, but it's not enough to be the same time. So you understand, even after one day, you do not have to make a Murik Lishtifa. Mitnehi the Kretchen Kadeshim, Leibo, it is this piece of meat. Does not have the din of Kretchik Adeshim. It does not mean the Marie Kashifa after the Zman of Kretchik Adeshim, but Kretchim Kaol Nibay, that Lemaith is a piece of Shlomim. So after it's 2 days, the Chur then should have to make a Marie Kashifa. How come a Mishnah says it never needs Marie Kashifa? Some Rabbiya Bayenses, my ain't tuning to come out. What does the Mishnah mean to say? It doesn't mean Marie Kashifa, and it's not me, Kretchik Adeshim. It only means the first one, the Kretchik Adeshim, is on Marika Shtifa. It means that this man, when you're cooking that dish piece of shlemon now, even though it touched the chattis, but since it was not nice in time, therefore after one day, after the Zman of the Kretchik Adeshim, you do not have to make the Marika Shtifa, because it has no time of Kretchik Adeshim. Aber Kretchim Kalim Tunim, Lenechanami, after 2 days, after the Zman of the shlemon, then you would have to make the Marika Shtifa. Rava Merava says, Harmani Rabbi Shimon, no, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the Yomah that we had before, and says, Kashim Kalim, ain't Tunim Riko Shifa. That the Chalal, Achata Shlomim, even if you cook it up in a pot, you do not have to make a special Riko Shifa, wash it off inside and outside with cold water. It's enough just to be Makshrit, to get the time out. So Rava says, Bishleim, when the Rava is good according to Rava, that says we're going according to Rabbi Shimon, Haini Diktoni, that's what our Mishnah says, Oy Kotchen Kadoshim, the Kotchen Kalim. That's why it talks about Kotchen Kalim. It teaches this Kiddush that Kotchen Kalim does not need Marika Shtifa. Elul Abaya, but according to Abaya, that there's no special halacha about Kotchen Kalim. It's only halacha if the Tam of the Chattis went into the Chulim, or went into the Kotchen Kalim. It's a Tati Lomeri. Why do I need two cases? Whether the Chattis gave a Tam into Chulim or Kotchen Kalim, it should be the same halacha. Gemara says, no, tzrich, we need both cases. Di, tona, kotchim, the chumin, and we would have just said the first case, that the time of the chattis goes into the chumin, chavim, and I would have thought to say, chumimu, the mevat le kotchim. And the chanami, since it did not give enough time, you do not taste it in the chumin, so therefore the chumin, since it's such a big ein aminei, it's mevat of the time kotchim that went into it. The lav minayu, it's not the same min as kotchim. That's why it's mevat le. Therefore, it's kosher, it's not termed mikushtifa. Avo kotchi kadoshim, the kotchim kalim, but when a little bit time of kotchi kadoshim goes into the shlomim, hey, maybe since they're both like mimbaminoi, it's not vato. Maybe the shlomim cannot be mavato, the kotchi kadoshim. Therefore, I need a second case that even kotchi kadoshim and kotchim kalim is also vato. If someone just said a second case, no, the term the kotchi kadoshim would have just said kotchi kadoshim. The Kotchim Kalim, only the second case, I would have thought it's more like this. Kotchim, who the Aline lift to the Kotchim. Maybe just the opposite. Only Yishlomim, that's strong, that could be Mevato, the time of the Chattis that went into it. Avachulim Emelei, but maybe when the Kotchim Kadoshim goes into Chulim, that's not so strong, then even though it's not the very same time, but it's not Bato there. And it will still be Yasser, Tzricha, that's the Kiddush know, that Chulim also has the curse to be mevatel. If the time of the chattis that goes into it is not strong enough to be in the same time, then the chanami, it becomes bottle in a chulin also. Then the Mishnah says, rikik shegir rikik. If one like matzah one way, so touch another one. Turn about him. The Pasuk says, kola shegiga. Anytime the chattis, the kotchim, touches something else, it gives over its dinim into the other one. So, afilu shleibola. A yochel, I would have thought to say, afilush lebolo, if just by korban chattis to meat touches the korban shlomim, it gives over the din of chattis into the shlomim, even though it just touches it and is not paleya, no time of the chattis goes into it. That's what I would have thought. Talmud lehem another, the pasuk says, bibsara, kol ha-sheyiga, bibsara means, ha-sheyiv la bibsara. It means until the time of the chattis goes